Well, hello once again, and August 8th is going to be the Safety City Cruisin' for Cleveland Car Show, and in the studio is Janetta Martin, who is heading this up. Is that a good way of putting it?
Event coordinator.
Event coordinator. I like that.
Sounds,
you have a title. Yes, it does. Well, first off, it's also known as Gary Squires
Memorial.
So this is all the same.
Yes.
But that name, Safety City Cruisin' for Cleveland, where'd that name come from? I know it probably has to do with benefiting Safety City.
Yes. The car show itself benefits Safety City. And Officer Randy, who was the person who done Safety City and taught our kids, he passed away, oh, I think it's going to be 4 years now.
Mm-hmm.
So we added his name along with it being in memory of Gary Squires.
Okay. Okay. And this has been going on for how long now?
This will be the 9th year.
9 years. Just curious, how far away do cars come from to exhibit in that?
I've had them come from Michigan.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. That's it's got a big draw then.
It does.
I love going to that car show. I think it's just...
There's so many beautiful rides.
Oh, yeah, there are. And talking to the owners of the cars, they really like talking about their cars and bragging
They're
about
great
them.
Great people.
Oh, they
really
are. They are. And if you go around different car shows around Ohio, you'll see some of the same folks, you know, at those different car shows as well. Now, this is going to be August 8th. And as of now, we know right now with our current condition that things do change.
Yes.
If for some reason it would be canceled or postponed, I guess that the best place to find that would be on Facebook.
Yes, Cruisin' for Cleveland.
Okay, you can find
that. But as of right now, it's still on.
Okay. I'm glad to hear that. That's some hope for us.
Well, it's outside, and that is, I mean, people pretty much social distance. They sit behind their cars.
Yes.
And, you know, it's not like it's in a crowded auditorium or anything.
I agree with you 100%.
I
think it's a good venue for that. It should be a safe venue. Safety City. Now, I kind of know what it is. I know where it is. It's kind of across from Rally's over there, I do believe.
Yes, in the old firehouse.
Okay. What is Safety City?
It is a week-long program that every kindergartner in Marion County goes through free of charge. There's never a charge for any child to go through this program. They learn stranger danger. They learn that police officers and firemen are their friends.
Good.
They learn the proper way to call 911. You know, you don't call 911 if you can't figure out your homework.
Right. I could have used 911 for my homework.
I could have a lot also. They also, every child on Friday graduates and they take a smoke detector home at no charge to put in their home.
Good, good.
Yes, and parents and grandparents come and they learn bicycle safety and they show them on graduation day, they show them, you know, you can't see my hands on the radio, but they ride their little bicycles around and they show their little turn signals. And
Oh. And
both of my grandchildren have gone through it.
Yes.
And oh, I'm telling you what, it reminds me why I work so hard on this program to raise money for it.
Well, there's some basic things that you and I know that's a good way for these kids to learn it. Maybe they don't learn it in school. Maybe they don't learn it at home. You know, like it's just exciting. It's a great program. Now, you had mentioned an officer that was a part of Safety City for a long time.
Officer Randy.
Tell us about him and what he did. And did he found it? Did he start it?
No, he didn't start it. I believe Larry Fields, I may be wrong on that, was the one that originally started it back in 1980. But then when Randy retired from the police force, he took it over.
Okay.
And he was just a great guy. I mean, you can't say anything negative about this guy.
Oh, that's good.
Kids just loved me. Well, my granddaughter, when she went to Safety City, of course, she already knew him from the car shows and, you know, hanging around. And she was on the school bus and she goes, now, I want to tell everybody, I'm already best friends with Officer Randy. So I'm probably going to be in charge.
Okay. Well.
But it's really neat when I go to get sponsors or any kind of support for this car show, and they'll go, oh, I had Officer Randy when I went to Safety City. I remember it. And it's just the type of person he was. He was just genuinely a good guy.
That's good. And I'm sure there are people, good folks now, associated with Safety City that are keeping this tradition
Lieutenant
going.
Lieutenant Kevin took it over.
He's
a retired fireman. He took it over when Randy passed away, and he is doing a fantastic job.
That's awesome. That is so awesome. And kids remember those folks that
they do,
like Randy and others, I'm sure, that have been associated with that. So that's great. Okay, we're here mostly to talk about the car show, but if you want your child or grandchild to be a part of Safety City, do you know what the process is?
It's just an automatic thing. Every county school in Marion automatically just takes them to Safety City.
Okay.
Yes. So there is really no signing up. Lieutenant Kevin, he gets a hold of the schools and he sets everything up.
Okay, that's wonderful. Now, unfortunately, some kids are missing out this year with no school, I'm sure. But
they're going to have school this year.
Okay.
Because my grandson's going to be in kindergarten.
Okay, that's good. That's good.
He has to go.
Yeah. Grandma says so.
Yes.
Do you hear that, Governor DeWine? Yes.
Yes.
Grandma said. And Dr. Atkin, yes.
There's a really cute story when Randy had it. He could have told it better, but there was a child that went through this, and he was walking with his grandfather, and the grandfather had a heart attack. And the child knew to go to a house and get help and call 911, and it actually saved his grandfather's life.
A good example of what comes out of Safety City. Awesome.
I know of another one. I don't know the whole story because it was so
long
ago.
Tell what you know.
Another child had gotten a family out of a burning house because of what he remembered from Safety City. It's just a phenomenal program.
It is. Just things that are common sense to us that these kids need to learn. I think it's wonderful. I'm going to have to stop by there sometime and just see this in action, see what goes on there. What time of the year do they have this, or is it going on all year long?
Usually in the fall. He starts the schools in the fall.
Okay.
And then he has graduations on Fridays. That's what you need to go see is one of these graduations, because it'll just warm your heart.
Oh, I'm sure it would.
Yeah.
I'm sure it would. Yeah, that's exciting that we have that in the Marion community.
And it's no charge. A child is never charged to go through this program.
That's great. Okay, and that is what this car show is benefiting.
Yes.
The money comes, I presume, from people that are entering, that sort of thing.
Trophy sponsors. You can sponsor a trophy for $75. You get your name on the trophy. You also get to come the day of the show and pick the car that you would like to see it go to.
Okay.
And even hang out and present it to the winner if you want to hang out with us all day.
Okay. And if you're wanting to be one of those trophy sponsors, how do you go about doing it?
Just get a hold of me. I work up at Streetwise Motors. You can contact me there, or you can find the event on Facebook, Cruising for Cleveland, and send me a message through that. We'll get you hooked up. We have 75 sponsors so far. My goal was 125 this year, because that's how many I had last year.
Okay, that's great.
It takes a while to do that award ceremony, but it's fun.
Oh, I'm sure it is. I've never stuck around for that. I've just gone down, looked at the cars, maybe ate something, and then gone home. But I'm sure that award ceremony would be fun to watch as well. If you're wanting to enter your car, how do you go about doing that?
You can pre-register by the 1st of July, which it's $10, and that includes a free T-shirt. The day of the show, it's still $10, but you don't get that free T-shirt. But you can register the day of the show from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Mm-hmm. We start shutting Main Street down at 9 a.m., and the awards will be at 3 p.m.
Okay. And then after the awards, that's the end of the show.
Yeah, the streets are gone.
Okay.
They're just emptied out quick.
Once they get their award trophies and
so on. Once the awards is over.
They're out of here.
And the 50-50 drawing is over, they're gone.
And maybe going to another car show in many cases.
Sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes they're doing that, I'm sure.
And it's car, truck, motorcycle. You can enter anything you want. It doesn't have to be an old car.
Airplanes?
If you want to bring one down.
You'd probably have to taxi it in there. I don't think you could land on Main Street. Maybe. I don't know.
We'll have to ask the mayor about that. I've had little kids bring their bicycles up and show them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, it's
so
cool.
Cute.
Yeah.
Yeah, they shine them all up and set them on a rug, and it's so cute.
Okay. Have you been a part of this since its beginning?
It was
9 years ago?
My idea to start it.
It was your idea?
Yes.
Okay.
I used to help out with the Dialysis show downtown.
Yes.
Then my father passed away, and I took a kind of hiatus away from doing car shows because they become like a part-time job. They're a lot of work.
I know.
And then me and my husband decided we wanted to do another car show back up on Main Street, and we were throwing different ideas around, and I already knew Officer Randy and knew what he did for the community and did for Safety City, and we're like, you know, this is just a small town program, so let's help that. Let's keep what money we raised in this town helping our children. And I threw the idea out to Randy, and of course he said yes.
Well, so it's a great opportunity for the whole community, I'm sure. Now, this was at one time the Cruise In for Dialysis?
That's a separate show. Yes, I just used to help with that.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. 9 years. Any stories you can think of anything interesting that's happened in those 9 years?
The year that it poured down rain just as we was getting ready to do the award ceremony. And we all had to try to crowd inside Safety City building, and it's just thunder and lightning and pouring down rain. And the sound equipment was already set up outside in the trailer.
Mm-hmm.
So Mike Schnell had to yell the entire award ceremony.
Oh, my.
But I think his wife liked me when that was over because he lost his voice.
Yeah, I know, Mike. That was probably a good thing for her. So, yeah. This is just kind of an off-the-wall question, but what are some of the really, really old cars that have shown up? I mean, from the pre-1940s even.
Oh, yeah, the Model A's, the Model T's, the old Studebakers. Of course, you know, a lot of Tri-5s, which are my favorite. My favorite. And there's some specialty awards that mean a lot to me. Like, we have one in memory of Randy, of course, and his wife and his daughter go out and pick their favorite car to give it to in memory of Randy. And, of course, we have one in memory of Gary, and his family goes out and picks it. And John Wallet, his family, sponsor one every year, and that's a memorial award. And then we do one in memory of my husband, who passed away in August of 2017. And me and my daughter, who is my right hand in this show, I could not do it without her.
Mm-hmm.
We actually go and pick the car that we like, that we think he would have liked.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually sit down, and the winner knows they're going to get it before the award ceremony, because we tell them a little bit about Doug and who he was and how much passion he had for this show right along with me. So they're not just getting a name on a trophy.
Right.
They know the story behind that name, Doug Martin, when they get that award. And it's really touching because they get moved and we're moved, and it's a beautiful moment.
Mm-hmm. Well, besides yourself and your daughter, I'm sure there are others that participate in getting this thing together.
Kathy and Casey Cleveland, you know, Randy's wife and daughter, they're just, they're amazing. They've never left my side through this, after Randy passed away. The Flywheels Car Club, they come out and help me. The Rod Knockers Car Club, they help me. God, I'm going to forget somebody, I know. And my niece, Mary Beth. There's so many people that helped me. 3 years ago, the day of the show, my husband was actually in the hospital with the cancer, and I couldn't be there for it.
Right.
So I'm like, oh, no. And my daughter just took off. It's like she'd been trained by me or something.
Well,
but
she was.
She handled that whole thing for me. And my boss and his wife from Streetwise Motors, they're amazing. I spend so much time during work on this event, and they don't care because they know how much it helps the community. They're great people.
Well, Streetwise seems to be very community-minded, from what I've seen. So.
Very. That's one of the reasons why I like working there, because they encourage employees to get out and be involved in the community.
What part does Streetwise play in this car show?
They buy all of my t-shirts.
Okay.
So when you pre-register and you get that free t-shirt, it's not taking money out of the fund.
Mm-hmm.
And we always order extra and sell them for $10 a shirt the day of the event. So that's all profit. They sponsor trophies, and I spend the couple months before the show, I probably spend 10, 15 hours a week of work time during this car show, and you know, they really encourage it.
Okay. And they close down Main Street from about the courthouse.
The railroad tracks.
Okay. From the railroad tracks.
To the Dairy Queen.
To the Dairy Queen. Okay. That's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know there's a lot of cars there. Do you have any sponsors that have responded so far for this year?
75 of them.
Have responded already?
Mm-hmm.
You told me that earlier, didn't
you?
Yes,
I did.
Okay.
It's okay.
Hello.
So, and I can't name all of them. I'm good, not that good.
Well, are there some that have been continuous sponsors from year to year that you'd like to mention?
Fahey Bank always has. Of course, Streetwise Motors, Main Street Collision. A lot of the insurance companies here in town. Cooney's Place in LaRue.
Mm-hmm.
They're great people. You put me on the spot.
That's all right. As you think of them, let me know.
There's a lot. There's so much community support for this event. I mean, it truly, honestly, it is. When I started working on it, you know, which would have been 10 years ago, just to get the first one going. The first year I had, like, right off the bat, 65 awards, sponsors. And last year I had 125.
Oh, my.
And it's just, it truly amazes me the support that comes out for this event, because they know it helps our children, and that's what it's about.
Yes, yes.
And the United Way, they help. They're a major supporter of.
Okay, okay. Now, this is a number. I know you're not going to have an exact number, but do you have an idea of how many people, as far as just spectators, people coming to see the cars?
I would say a few thousand.
A few thousand?
Yeah. We had 280 right. cars last year.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, any time you walk out onto the street, it's full of people walking by and looking at the cars.
Yeah. Of course, now, if it rains,
we get wet.
A lot of folks, though, will probably not come because of they don't want to get their antique cars out into the rain. Is that true?
Sometimes. It depends. Some of them don't care. It'll just get wet.
Okay.
Because it's like owning a motorcycle. Around the turn, you're going to get wet someday. But so far, you know, knock on wood, I've only had a couple years that it's rained a little.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, what are some very, now you said it doesn't have to be a car, it doesn't have to be a motorcycle. You've mentioned bicycles. What are some really unique vehicles that have been entered over the years?
I've had some race cars where they've, you know, they're just flat. They're made for the racetrack. And
right.
when they unload them off the trailer, you know they're there.
I'm sure.
you can think of it, it's there. I mean, trikes, homemade trikes with Volkswagen engines. You're putting me on the spot again, Mike.
Oh, well.
It was almost a year ago. You expect me to remember.
Well, you're not quite as old as me, so I figured maybe
well,
your memory was a little bit better.
Since we got that out of the way.
Yes, we did earlier, didn't we? I won't talk about what I thought your age was.
No. He got in trouble.
I did. But that's all right. We're both Mara County folks.
That's
so.
Right.
That's a good thing.
Born, raised Mount Gayet.
Yes, you were. They're on Neal Avenue and State. Well, that's on Neal Avenue out there, actually. It's County Road something.
237 and 61. Yeah.
Yep. I used to ride the school bus with your sister, by the way, who was in my class.
Who was older than me.
Yes, she was older than you. Yes, yes. Make sure that we get that clear. That's important. But, the cruising, Safety City Cruising for Cleveland Car Show is August 8th. Starting at 9 in the morning, going to 3 in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember. Do you usually have food trucks of any kind there? Or?
I usually have a couple.
Okay.
I try not to have very many because I want people to support the restaurants that are downtown.
Yes.
I mean, these businesses are supporting us, so I want people to support them.
Almost certainly.
So I don't bring in 20, 30 different food trucks. Usually I only have two, and I put those further down Main Street,
right?
For the people that don't want to walk all the way up to like McDonald's and Rally's and Taco Bell and stuff.
Okay.
And one of the main reasons I do this show is because of what you bring up of being from Morrow County. You know, my parents just love children. Mm-hmm. And I think that got instilled in me to do things to help our children. And that's what this car show and that's what Safety City is all about, is caring for and protecting our children.
Mm-hmm. Most certainly. Are there any really memorable folks that have been connected with the car show over the years that you've mentioned a couple that really stick in your mind that maybe you'd like to tell us about?
Well, there was always my flyer guy. He had a Corvette. He passed away, but he would come to me like right at the first year. He got flyers ready. And he would drive all over the state passing flyers out for me for this car
really?
Show. Yeah. He had the nickname Flyer Guy.
Okay.
Larry McEldowney. And he was the best. He would do everything he could to help promote this show.
What are some other folks that, that have helped out or been memorable in some way?
There's so many. That there really is. I mean, I get so much support from the community and different car show people. Like I said, you know, the year that my husband was in the hospital, just so many people came together that day to make sure that show was absolutely perfect, and they done an amazing job.
Mm-hmm.
I've had in years past the women of North Central Correctional Institute come and volunteer to help do registration. And that they actually did that the year that I wasn't able to be there, so I didn't get a chance to meet them in person, but they done a phenomenal job just jumping in with both feet to help. My grandkids show up and they help. They're there all day helping. It's hard to explain. You just have to come this year and see it for yourself.
Yes, I agree. That's a very good opportunity to come see what's going on at the Safety City Cruising for Cleveland Car Show, August 8th. Did I mention that? I think I mentioned that.
We'll
mention it again. Make sure it's in people's minds. So, obviously, if it rains, you get wet.
Yes.
And there's no alternative plans
there's
for
no
another
rain
day.
Date. Nope, it is what it is.
Let's say somebody doesn't necessarily want to sponsor a trophy, but wants to give money towards Safety City.
Mm-hmm.
What's a good way to do that? Or who do you contact?
Again, contact me on Cruising for Cleveland. We can also take things, because I do have raffle items throughout the day that mm-hmm. we give away. We usually have quite a few. So if your business really can't, and I understand with the times, if your business can't afford to, you know, write a check for $75 right now, because, you know, businesses are just now trying to get back. But if you have something you'd like to donate for us to raffle off, I also give out goodie bags to the first 100 cars that are registered. If you would like to advertise in that, it does not cost anything. You can just give me 100 of whatever you have. 100 business cards, 100 pens, 100 little tricking thingies, I don't know. Whatever. I don't charge to put anything in the goodie bags.
Okay.
So that, again, if you want to put, you know, get the word out there about your business, you're welcome to advertise in the goodie bags.
Okay. So what's... Do you have kind of a deadline to get this stuff together for the
1st of August?
1st of August?
Yes.
Okay.
And you can't talk to me from August 1st to August 8th.
Okay.
Because I'm busy.
That's why you're here today.
It really is a great program. I mean, like I said, $75 for a trophy, I know it can be a lot for somebody right now, but it's wonderful if you can.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't, we'll get you next year.
I know that one thing that the car show enthusiasts like is to get the little dash plates.
Yes, we have those too.
I was going to say, you probably provide those. Now, let's say somebody wants to buy 100 dash plates. Can they give towards that specifically?
Yes, they absolutely can.
Okay.
Yep.
I know I helped many years ago. I worked at Quality Farm and Fleet, and I organized a car show.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know.
A little bit of work, isn't it?
Yeah. I had to contact vendors and get things to give mm-hmm. away, had to come up with a way to get money for trophies.
Mm-hmm.
The dash plate was a big thing.
Yes, you have to have those.
Oh, you have to have those.
Yes.
These car people love to put them
on display. I get 300 of those every year. I give out to the first 300 that are there. So.
Okay. Okay, I know that's a big deal to these folks. Oh.
And how I do the t-shirts, like the car that's on there this year, which is, he's going to, it's a Pontiac.
GTO?
No, that's why it makes him mad. You can't call it a GTO. A 2 plus 2?
Okay. Possibly.
Yes. So the person that was on last year's shirt got to pick the guy that was on this year's shirt.
Oh, okay.
So this year, Paul Alexander, that's his car that's on this year's.
Okay.
He will get to go out and about in the crowd and pick the car that'll be on next year's.
Oh, that's cool.
Yes. You know why I do it?
Why?
I don't have to.
Oh, okay. But I like the idea.
Because I know so many people.
Yeah.
And I don't want to make anybody mad.
Well, that's understandable.
And thinking that I picked my favorite person to be on the shirt. So I have nothing to do with who goes on
the
t-shirt.
Remember that, folks. If your car is not on the t-shirt,
it's not
don't
my fault.
Talk to Janetta.
And I only pick one car. I pick no trophies.
Okay.
I pick the one in memory of my husband, and that is it. The rest of them are either done by sponsors. If the sponsors do not show up, I have other people that I have that try not to, that don't know a lot of the people out there that actually go out there and just, and they say, how do I pick my favorite car out of all this? And I said, pick what you'd like to see set in your driveway. That's how I tell them to pick a car.
Sounds good. Well, the other thing is, if that person picks it, they're going to more than likely come back and participate the following year.
Right.
Because they've had a part in it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's important in that aspect as well. Now, I might be wrong, but I have a feeling you have an old car of your own.
I used to.
Okay.
I don't anymore.
Okay. Okay.
I used to have a 56 Chevy.
Ooh.
She was beautiful. Her name was Gracie. I have Harleys now, so.
Oh, okay.
I'm a motorcycle mama now.
What color was Gracie, if I may ask?
Scarlet and white.
Oh, that'd be beautiful.
Yeah, that was one of mine. I had a 65 Volkswagen Bug, split window Bug.
Yeah.
I had a 69 Volkswagen Bug that my husband put a small block Chevy in the front. That was fun to drive. He had a 67 Camaro that he drag raced. So we've done it all. We drag race, showed cars, ride motorcycles.
So at that time, you probably went around to shows as well.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
To different shows.
Yes.
And, you know, that's something I've always wanted to do, is to have a vintage car and have it restored and go to the
There's such a great group of people.
Yeah, they are.
I mean,
There's a camaraderie.
Yeah. When my husband passed away during the calling hours, the gentleman that was opening the door for everybody, he come up to me and he says, I have never seen a more diverse complex of people come into one set of calling hours. He said, old cars were pulling in and then motorcycles were pulling in. He said, I've been standing here for 4 hours. I've never seen anything like it. And they're just, once you're in their hearts, you're just in their hearts. And they're good people.
Your family.
They travel all over Ohio every weekend doing a car show for a different fundraiser every weekend. You know, and they have thousands of dollars in these cars, but every weekend they're spending money. They are spending their money to show off their cars.
Right.
To help other organizations. And it's just a really neat thing.
Okay, now I might get into a controversy here, but some people like to alter the car from original. I am an original person, likes to see the cars restored to their original condition, the original rims, the original dashboard. How do you feel about that?
Chop it and slam it.
Oh, I knew we'd have a controversy on that one.
It depends on the car.
Yeah.
It really does.
Yeah.
You know, I'd take a 1972 Nova and tub it out and put a roll bar in it and big old blower sticking out of the hood. That's my.
I'm on the floor crying right now, folks.
No, but once you got it and it was all original,
yeah,
I wouldn't chop it up. But if it needed work and a lot of replaced.
Sure, why not?
Then chop it up.
And I think it's cool what people do with those cars, too. I like to look at that. But I'm still a purist that likes things original. I mean, it's just me.
My Gracie was original.
Yeah.
I kept her original. I mean, she wasn't tubbed out with a blower.
56, that'd be the year before the fins, wouldn't it?
Yep.
So that had
the 55,
a nice,
the chrome went straight back. 56, the chrome went down. 57 had the fins.
Okay. Yeah. I know a little bit about the old cars, especially the Chevys around that time, which I may state was before I was born, just for the record.
Evidently, it wasn't before I was born.
Okay, back
to
that.
You're not going to love that, Matt.
Back to that conversation, huh?
Good stuff.
Oh, Janetta, it's we have about another 46 minutes, by the way.
Wow.
We pretty much covered what's going on with the Safety City Cruising for Cleveland car show, August 8th, starting at 9 in the morning, going to 3 in the afternoon. We hope we have good weather.
We will.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I put an order in for it, usually around April every year.
Okay.
Yeah.
You have to put the order in ahead of time.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Well,
you got to get stuff lined up for stuff like that.
It sounds like you've had a ball. I know it's a lot of work, but you have fun.
I absolutely.
And you get a lot of satisfaction out of doing
this. I honestly do. I mean, there's times I get frustrated, and then I'll just out of the blue go to one of the Safety City graduations. Go, oh, yep, that's why I'm doing it.
Oh yeah, I'm sure.
Yes. To
I'm
see
sure.
those kids smile. I mean, they're just prouder than a hen sitting on a white football when they get their little graduation certificate and
yeah.
their smoke detector. I mean, they're just so proud, and you just want to squeeze every single one of them.
Oh, sure. Proud moment for those kids and for their parents and grandparents.
Yes, grandparents.
And aunts and uncles.
Yes.
They love seeing that. So it's for a wonderful, wonderful cause, folks. So if you can in any way sponsor
Or a raffle item. Yeah.
Things such as baskets with gift certificates or
yes.
items that your store sells.
Mm-hmm.
That's another idea.
We get a lot of those.
Now, would you like those brought to Streetwise if somebody has
those?
Or
you can give me a call and I'll come pick it up.
Okay. Okay, keep that in mind.
Do you want me to throw my cell phone number out there?
If you would like to, you are more than welcome to.
740-361-0812.
Okay. And we'll give that again here in just a little bit in case you didn't have your paper and pencil ready for that. But
or just call me at Streetwise Motors. Everybody knows I'm there.
You're hard to get a hold of, though, when I call there.
Yeah.
But the message always gets through. So yes. if you do call there and Janetta happens to be out of the building, she'll give you a call back. Not a problem. Especially if you tell her that it's for the car show.
Yeah. Thelma will answer the phone more than likely.
Okay.
We sound a lot alike. It's not me. Just say, hey, I'm calling her about the car show, and she'll find me.
Well, I think we pretty much talked about the car show and what's going on, a little bit about the history of
mm-hmm.
it. We might just change gears here.
Okay.
This is going to be a completely different subject.
Okay. Throw
I didn't
it at
prepare
me.
You for this.
Okay, throw it at me.
I know that you and your family came to Morrow County during the oil boom.
Yes.
Your father, mm-hmm. which was Paul Graham.
Graham.
I remember seeing his trucks around Morrow
yes.
County. What exactly did he do?
He hauled salt water off oil wells.
Okay. Yeah, I remember seeing the trucks all around Morrow County back in the 60s and 70s.
His nickname was Scrub.
Scrub, okay.
Yeah, when the CB craze was going on.
Okay, okay.
I have no idea what it means. It's just what it was.
So you came to Morrow County around, I'm going to guess, I hope I don't get in trouble here, around 1967 or 68.
No, they came in 1962.
62?
Yes.
Okay.
I was the only child born in Mungagan.
Okay.
The other four were born in Kentucky.
Oh, okay. What are some memories you have of your dad's business? I mean, I know this is completely off the wall,
no,
completely
it's not.
Different than what we were going to
totally
talk about.
I am proud to be an oil-filled daughter. From a very early age, I mean, that's all I know. Of course, you know, I wasn't born till 66, Mike.
I won't guess a woman's age ever again.
I mean, it was just, you know, because he was already doing it when I was born. And I remember one time he took all of us kids and my older siblings, a couple of them are a lot older than me.
Okay. One of those same age as me, by the way, but okay.
He took us out to paint one of the wells in the pump jack. And he dropped us off with this bright silver paint you always seen on those wells. And gave us the paintbrush and the rollers, and he left and came back a couple hours later, and he pulled in just shaking his head because we had more silver paint on us than we had on them oil wells.
I have a question from out in the lobby there from Terry Tackett. He's asking, how much is a dash plate sponsorship. WWGH might be interested in buying at least one.
Well, I have to buy them the whole thing in bulk.
Okay.
And I don't know the price because the lady that does my t-shirts orders those too, so I'd have to get you a price on sponsoring those.
Okay.
Later.
So
bad girl, don't know the answer.
That's all right. That's all right. we know where to find you.
Yes. You do.
But back to your dad's business. I know that was a big part of the oil boom was a big thing in Morrow County. The Morrow County Historical Society has signs that were outside Mount Gilead that said Morrow County Oil City of Ohio or something to that extent. Mm-hmm. So I remember seeing those signs.
Do you remember the name Jim McGonigal?
I've heard that name.
Yeah, he actually, my dad used to take care of his wells.
Okay.
And then, you know, he pumped them for him and hauled the salt water off of them. And then when my dad passed away, he owned 4 wells actually in Morrow County.
Wow.
Still. There's still a little bit coming out of the ground, but nothing like it was in the 60s.
Not like it was then, yeah. A question about that. Where did the salt water go? Where did he take it when he...
To a disposal well.
Okay.
That would... it has a constant fire burning underneath it, and it would boil it off.
Oh, okay. So the salt would be left?
Mm-hmm.
Did they just leave it there? Did they do something with that salt, or...
I can't.
Looks to me like they could have used that on the roads in the winter for...
No, because it has brine and stuff in it.
Okay.
They used to put the brine and stuff on the road.
Right.
But then all the EPA changes, they weren't allowed to do that anymore.
Oh, okay.
Because we used to get a free camping spot at Dogwood Valley.
Oh, did you?
Because Daddy would put the
brine down on the...
Put that stuff, that leftover stuff down on to keep the dust down.
Right.
And we got a free spot.
Okay.
For him doing that. Oh. My brother built that slide out there, helped build that
slide.
Oh,
did he?
Yeah. Yeah. I was the first kid to go down it.
Were you?
Yes.
Is that still there?
I don't know.
I haven't been out there since it became a Yogi Bear Park, so
yeah,
it's been a while.
It's probably been 30 years since I've been out there.
Yeah. Yeah,
grow up.
We're telling our age now.
Yes.
And I am older than you, so just
we'll
make that clear.
Yeah. You're not going to live that down.
No. About 9 more minutes, by the way. So you've been around Morrow County for over 50, well, yeah, you have been for over 50 years because you're just a little over 50, but not
much. I moved to Marion after my husband passed away.
Okay.
But the property I had in Mount Gilead, I gave to my daughter. So my daughter and her husband are raising their children the same place they grew up. So.
Okay.
And up until last month, my mom still lived in the same house. They're on 61 across from McCreary's Body Shop.
Yes, I know exactly where that is.
And now my brother lives there, so it's still a grand family.
Oh, okay.
So if you're driving by and seeing the cookout, please stop and get your belly full.
You know what? I think I'll start driving by there and see if I see a cookout going on.
Oh, man, the food is good.
I'm sure
it is.
They
have never turned away a soul to eat.
Now, we're not here to advertise Streetwise Motors, but Streetwise Motors does do a lot in the community.
They really do.
Do you know a little bit about their history, how they were founded, and how they came about?
1992, it used to be Matthews Kennedy, and then Eric Barkus purchased it from George and Thurman.
Okay.
And named it Streetwise Motors.
All right.
And I've been there since 1997.
Okay. And they do buy here, pay here, I believe.
Mm-hmm. We have our own finance company.
They have their own finance company, which you're very involved with that, I do believe.
Yes.
Yes, and that's actually in a different building.
That's the building next door. That's why if you call Streetwise, I'm not in the building. It's because I'm next door.
Yes, I found that out.
Oh, and now you have my cell phone number, so you don't have to call Streetwise.
I do. Let's give that again in case people want to have any questions or want to donate to the cause.
740-361-0812. Or you can call Streetwise at 740-387-7616.
Okay. Any chance you'd want to come back on again?
Absolutely. This is fun.
Now and then.
And I like talking Morrow County.
Well.
Proud of my roots.
I didn't plan on that, but you know, knowing your background and knowing my background, I thought it'd be an interesting topic.
Well, it just shows you that you can just come to the show and hang out with us, that we're all just, you know, normal people. We love everybody, so come
normal, define normal.
ish. I love everybody and love to see everybody there.
Oh, yes.
It's a great time.
It is. Again, that's going to be on August 8th mm-hmm. from 9 till 3.
Usually
rain
around
or shine.
4. Okay. We start the awards at 3, but it usually takes about an hour to get them all done.
And, of course, they're encouraging folks to go downtown and see some of the other businesses that are open. We have some wonderful shops in downtown Marion. Mm-hmm. We have some wonderful places to eat. I'm not going to start naming them because I'll leave somebody out.
Attaboy's. Oh, so good.
That's one of them, which I haven't tried yet.
Oh, you try it once, you're hooked.
I will have to do that. Let's see. We're down to 5 minutes. So Streetwise Motors right across from the
Catholic Church.
Catholic Church. That's mm-hmm. the easiest way to talk about that. Funny thing about the Catholic Church, my dad grew up in Marion,
mm-hmm.
and he says he had an uncle that for some reason, I don't know if he was painting it or what, climbed to the top of that steeple one time.
That would be fun.
And I don't know the reason. There used to be a Volkswagen dealership right mm-hmm. down the road from there, and Dad had bought a Volkswagen. It was being worked on,
okay.
And we went to some downtown eatery, and as we were walking by the Catholic Church, he was telling me the story about an uncle that climbed up that to the top of that spire for some reason. I don't know if it was just to climb it or if he was doing
maintenance on
it. We
actually got married in that church.
You did?
And it's cute. Some of our pictures where the photographer caught us at the bottom of the steps,
uh-huh.
and the picture shows the car lot across the street, which was Shivington Honda at the time.
Okay, I remember that name, yeah.
Yeah. So how ironic I ended up,
yeah,
you know, working across the street. But, you know, in one of our wedding pictures, you can see Shivington Honda across the street.
It had a part in your life even before you knew
right.
it was going to,
didn't
it? I didn't
even know.
So that's pretty exciting. That's interesting right there, just to know that.
The car business is all I know. I've been doing it since I was in high school.
Which isn't that long ago.
No, just a couple
I will
years.
Mention that, okay?
Yeah.
Not as long as I've been around.
Trying to backpedal, aren't you?
Yes, I am. Trying to get out of a bad situation here.
Folks, he thought I was older than him.
Shh. That is why I don't work at Cedar Point guessing ages, by the way.
They'd go bar.
We won't go with weight at all. I'll really be in trouble then.
Good stuff.
So, Janetta Martin, very much a part of the Safety City Cruising for Cleveland car show, which we will again mention is August 8th. If you would like to be a sponsor in any way, if you want to enter your car,
mm-hmm.
you can call Streetwise Motors, or you can call Janetta. She gave out her cell phone, 740-361-0812. Did y'all get your pencils or pens out for
or
that?
Or just remember 0812.
0812.
0812.
0812.
Van Halen.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I didn't catch on there. I'm a little slow today. But you know us old people, how we
I
are.
I know.
Yeah, yeah.
I was trying to let it go.
You youngsters. I can't take you anywhere.
Too much fun.
Yeah, well, we've been having a good time here.
We have.
We have about 2 more minutes to talk. Anything else you want to add about the car show?
I would really, truly, honestly love to thank my daughter. I truly, honestly don't know what I'd do without her help on this show. She is my right hand. Randy always made me a purple tank top because somebody would ask him a question. He goes, I don't know. Go ask that girl in the purple tank top. So she always gets one too, and on the back of mine says HBIC, which I'm not allowed to say what that means on the radio.
Okay.
And hers says little HBIC.
I see. I got it. So, you left the T out, right?
Yes.
Okay. Got it.
It's the head in charge.
Well, that's fine.
Yeah.
That's so, we all need a title, right?
I have one. But she truly is amazing. I just love her to death.
Yeah. I'm sure that it has to be trying at sometimes working with some of these folks and getting things together. Mm-hmm. But overall, it sounds like it's very rewarding.
It just warms your heart, you know, because I feel like I'm really like, you know, my parents instilled a lot of good in me mm-hmm. to help others. And now I see my children doing the same thing. And, you know, that's what it's about. All of us helping each other and taking care of each other.
Okay, and I've repeated this over and over, but I want to get it in your head. The Safety City Cruising for Cleveland Car Show is August 8th from 9 to 3. Once again, if you want to sponsor or be a part, 740-361-0812. Or give a call to Streetwise Motors and ask for Janetta.
That's it.
And Janetta has been a wonderful guest today. We've had a ball, haven't we?
We have. This is, and we need to do it again. This
we
is
do.
Fun.
We do.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP, Marion, Ohio. The place to talk. From broadcast.